Former Biden associate confirms speakerphone calls with VP Joe Biden and Russian oligarch. By Wendell Hasebo on February 25, 2024. Then Vice President Joe Biden was on speakerphone calls with Biden associates, including one call with a Russian oligarch and one-time mayor of Moscow. Former Biden associate Jason Galanis testified in the Joe Biden House impeachment inquiry on Friday. Galanis's opening statements, obtained by Breitbart News, confirmed Devin Archer's testimony of Joe Biden participating on speakerphone calls to sell the Biden brand. Galanis, who is serving a 14-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to securities fraud based on bonds, worked with Hunter and Archer from 2012 to 2015 on acquiring Burnham & Co., a division of Drexel Burnham Lambert and other businesses in insurance and wealth management. Galanis said he, Hunter, and Archer owned and acquired with total audited assets of over $17 billion. The entire value add of Hunter Biden to our business was his family name and his access to his father, Vice President Joe Biden, Galanis told investigators. Because of this access, I agreed to contribute equity ownership to them, Hunter and Devin, for no out-of-pocket cost from them in exchange for their relationship capital. As part of the evolving and deepening partnership, Hunter Biden served as vice chairman of Burnham and brought strategic relationships to the venture, including from Kazakhstan, Russia, and China, he continued. Burnham was the focal point for integrating a Biden family office into a large-scale financial company with international influence. Our objective was to build a diversified private equity platform, which would be anchored by a globally known Wall Street brand together with a globally known political name, Galanis testified. Our goal, that is, Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and me, was to make billions, not millions. Galanis said he recalls being with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer at the Peninsula Bar in New York, where Hunter took a call from his father. He told his father things were going well with Henry and Harvest and that he might need a little help getting it across the finish line. Hunter did not put the call on speaker as we were at this bar. But I am certain that Hunter was discussing our business efforts on the Burnham Harvest partnership and that the vice president was aware of these efforts, Galanis noted. It was not the only time I heard Hunter call his father regarding business matters. Galanis said he was also privy to Hunter calling Joe Biden to speak about business matters. One call included when Hunter put Joe Biden on speaker with Russian oligarch Yelena Batorina and her husband, the former mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lushkov. Galanis said the call occurred on May 4, 2014, while Joe Biden was vice president. The Biden administration's sanctions list excludes Russian oligarch Batorina, as Breitbart News reported. Republican investigators revealed Batorina transferred $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton on February 14, 2014. Hunter called his father, said hello and hold on. Pops, then put the call on speakerphone and said, I am here with our friends I told you were coming to town. And we wanted to say hello, Galanis said. The vice president said hello and some pleasantries of hope you had safe travels. And then seemed like he wanted to bring the call to an end by saying, okay then, you be good to my boy. The vice president said something about being helpful. And Hunter ended the call by saying that he was going to call his father later, Galanis testified. I recall being stunned by this call, to actually hear the vice president of the United States speaking on the phone. House investigators launched a probe into the Biden family in 2022. They revealed that Joe Biden received money from James and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.